Because news is not gossip, we are positive.
I message Aida solemnly affirm that I will be faithful and clear on true allegiance to the public of Uganda, and they will preserve, protect, and defend the constitution. So help me God.
I'm Maringo Patrick Bosco, saying in the name of the Mate of God, solemnly affirm that I will give faithful service to this council and support and uphold the constitution of the Republic of Uganda as by the law established. So help me God.
You see, sometimes I'm polite because I really don't want to create political problems for people who belong to the same party as myself. So that's why I don't talk so much. But this must stop. I shouldn't speak about this for 2 weeks, begging, writing, lobbying. I'm now a lobbyist. I will no longer lobby. I will use my authority to say no. Finish. And when I say no, it will be no. You better know that.
It's 89.8 FM News Time.
Good afternoon and welcome to the news on 89.8 Radio War. And first, a look at the top stories. Local Council 1 Chairperson Zin Namasale launches sensitization campaign against COVID-19. And then Makerere Don says new cabinet shows Museveni is not thinking about transition. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden warns Russia against harmful activities. This and so many more. My name is Immaculate Chen, and now the news in detail. Local Council 1 chairpersons in Namasale sub-county, Amolata District, have launched a joint effort to sensitize the community and enforce COVID-19 guidelines. Rainbow Ngo, the sub-county LC3 chairperson, says the move was prompted after 4 health workers in the area tested positive for coronavirus just last week. He explained that they intend to have the local leaders responsible in controlling overcrowding in places like drinking joints and trading centers. Ongung explained that out of the 4 registered cases of health workers, 2 are in self-isolation and home care treatment, and the other 2 are on treatment at Soroti Regional Referral Hospital. Namasale sub-county has a total of 53 villages and about 222,000 people. Meanwhile, smallholder farmers in Oyam District are set to benefit from a 40 million shillings fund mobilized by the Alliance for Green Revolution in Africa. The move is geared at reducing food insecurity by about 50% in at least 7 sub-counties within the district on trade for attaining the uniquely African Green Resolution. According to LC3 chairperson of Mienes sub-county, James Ogwal, the fund shall take on risk sharing, insurance, technical assistance, bank sensitive mechanism and impact rating to ensure that the banks gain confidence to lend to the farmers. He, however, said the majority of farmers in the district have not registered cooperatives and have no securities and semi-illiterate, which puts them at a disadvantage while dealing with banks. Alliance for Green Revolution Africa is a dynamic African-led partnership working across the continent as it helps millions of small-scale farmers to uplift themselves out of poverty, diseases, and hunger. Moving on, Makerere University History Don and Debasa Webtsia has revealed that President Museveni's appointments of the new cabinet indicates that he is not planning on retiring anytime soon. On Tuesday evening, Museveni named his 81-member cabinet, with some of the names in the list making Ugandans by surprise. Former Education Minister and Katakwi Woman Member of Parliament, Jessica Alupo, is the vice president, replacing Edward Sekandi, who was dropped. Another surprise in the cabinet list was that of the Prime Minister, given to former Minister of Health in charge of general duties, Robin Anabaja. And now Ndebasa says that the recent appointments indicate that President Museveni is still fully taking charge and not thinking about transition or does not have any plans of quitting anytime soon. He urges that the opposition of Vice President and Prime Minister is key when it comes to who takes charges after the President, but says the appointment of the 2 top leaders indicate that it is the president and not the 2 leaders running the show. He says that this also indicates that perhaps the president was not grooming someone to take over after him. Ndebasa says the vice president and even prime minister is the potential president, and these 2 appointments do not show that. Museveni has led Uganda since 1986 after taking over power. Talks of transition, even within the ruling party, the NRM, remains unheard of. You're still tuned to the news on 89.8 Radio.
War Business Today.
Brought to you by Guru Nanak Oil Mills Company Limited, manufacturers of Shea Butter Master Wash Laundry Bar Soap.
As the mango season enters its peak amid Eastern Limited Market, fruit farmers in Acholi sub-region can now have a sigh of relief after the government ventured into piloting a mango juice processing project. Through a strategic partnership, Gulu University, backed by Operation Wealth Creation, and Makerere University School of Food Technology, acquired a juice processing truck under the presidential initiative to process mango juice and save farmers from the annual revenue loss as mangoes rot away due to lack of market. James Onono Jok, Gulu University Assistant Public Relations Officer, says the juice processing truck is already stationed at the Business Incubation Center to pilot the processing of mango pulp from fresh mangoes. Onono says the truck will produce 5 tons of juice every day.
Health News.
Out of the 280 students evacuated from Kampala to Gulu City yesterday morning have tested positive for coronavirus disease after they were subjected to a rapid COVID-19 test at Gulu University Laboratory. James Onono Jok, the Gulu University Public Relations Officer, said that the students did not present with severe conditions and were placed under home-based care. He says that the parents of the students were notified and advised to isolate all the students evacuated from Kampala City to different districts over Acholi between Tuesday and Thursday. Stephen Odon Latek, the Gulu Resident District Commissioner, says that the directive was implicated to conduct tests on the more than 400 students due to the lack of test kits. Eddie Ojara, the chairperson of Acholi Students Association, has advised parents and students who implement the coronavirus preventive measures and seek medical attention when they feel unwell.
International news.
U.S. President Joe Biden has launched his first official overseas trip with a warning to Russia that it faces robust and meaningful consequences if it engages in harmful activities. Biden made clear his intention to strengthen ties with U.S. allies following strained relations under the Trump administration. President Biden arrived in the U.K. yesterday. He will meet Prime Minister Boris Johnson to agree with a new Atlantic Charter. The pact will be a modern version of the one agreed between Winston Churchill and Franklin Roosevelt in 1941, with a focus on challenges including climate change and security.
War Sports on 89.8 FM for updates on the latest sports news, local, national, and international news.
Real Madrid captain Sergio Ramos has made a U-turn and now wants to stay at Santiago Bernabeu. Ramos had turned down several Real Madrid's contract extensions this year, but the defender is now willing to remain at the club with a 10% per cut. Ramos' future has been a talking point for much of the season. The 35-year-old has less than a month until he is a free agent.
Ecclesia Church News.
Pope Francis accepted the resignation of Cardinal Wilfred Fox Napier, 80, from the pastoral governance of the Archdiocese of Durban in South Africa. Cardinal Napier, who has been Archbishop of Durban since 1992 and who was raised to the College of Cardinals in 2001, tendered his resignation in 2016 on his 75th birthday in the line with the provisions of the canon law. Pope Francis, however, asked Cardinal Napier to stay on as ordinary of the Archdiocese. Today, the Pope appointed Bishop Mandla Siegfried Dwara, 64, who until now was the Vicar Apostolic of Ingwavama, as the new Archbishop of Durban. As we have come to the end of our news, let's have a recap of the stories that made headlines. Local Council One Chairpersons in Namasale launches sensitization campaign against COVID-19. And then Makerere Dawn says new cabinet shows Museveni is not thinking about transition. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden warns Russia against harmful activities. Now that has been our news for you this afternoon. Stay tuned for more programming coming your way. My name is Imagine Letachen and have a very good afternoon.
That was the news on 89.8 FM, Radio 1.